We're learning the Maimar of Achidish Azel, Lachem, Tavshin Tezvav. We're on page Kufyud Beis. It's the middle of Ois Hay. We're in the middle of an Inyan here. The Rebbe is discussing the difference between Yesh Ma'ayin and Ilov Va'olol. And here in this paragraph, the Rebbe is discussing this, how it relates to the world of Atzilus. The world of Atzilus, Lagabe, the source where it comes from, Ayrein Seif, which is higher than Atzilus, is the world of Atzilus just an expression of something that was before? Can you see in the level of Atzilus itself the Eir, an Inyan of the Eir that was before? Or is it a Yesh Ma'ayin? Is it a complete new reality? So here, in the Chelik that we're learning in the Maimer, the Rebbe is explaining that it depends in relevance to what level. The Rebbe brought here a pasuk that Chassidus quotes regarding this Inyan, V'achochme me'ayin temotzei, which means that Chochme of Atzilus comes from a level of ayin, and how does it come from the level of ayin? Timotze. Timotze means it's yesh ma'ayin, like when you find something and you have no clue what's the source of where this lost object came from. So therefore we see that Atzilus is a brand new existence. It's a schatchus, it's not expressing something that was before. Atzilus has kelim, legabe the kelim of Atzilus, it's a new inyan. Okay, so here, as we learned yesterday, we began learning this inyan, the Rebbe explains that when it says Va'achochme Ma'ayin Temotzei, Ayin refers to Keser, but it depends what level on Keser. The Chochme of Atzilus in relation to Chochme Stima of Keser is just a Gilui Ahelim. It's not a new Metzius. But regarding a higher level, there it's Yesh Ma'ayin. Let's start again from the second line from the top of the page where it says Umashim Avur Lefamim. Sometimes it explains that the creation of Chachma Vatzilos is ilovalul, meaning it's connected, it's expressing something that was before. It's not a totally new Metzius. So Chachma and Atzilos coming from Chachma of Keser, Shuhu Chachma Stima, which is also referred to as the hidden Chachma. So that is just the ilu va'alul. There's a relation between the source where Atzilus comes from. Shadug malzeh b'nefesh, to understand this, so we can see the way this is in the nefesh of a person. Hukayach hamaskal. When a person is trying to understand something, and he's stuck, and he's trying to figure it out, so there's the source of the seichel. There's the actual seichel, which is the power of intellect, where a person can understand something. But then, when you're in a place where you don't get it, there's a source of that seichel within the nefesh itself, which is not actual intellect. It's a source of the person's seichel. So hini amshachas ha-chachme mikoyach ha-maskil hi b'derech ilavalo. The way the chachma of the person is developed and comes from the source of seichel in the nefesh is not taking something that's totally new, something that doesn't exist there in the nefesh. Shekoyach ha-maskil nirgish ba-chachme. So much so that there's a certain aspect of that source where the seichel came from that you can sense, that you could feel in the Chachma, when a person has a new flash, a new idea that comes into his head. The Kasha Nefelesloi, Eza Askala, when a person gets this new idea in his head, whether regarding something that he was trying to figure out, or Bechlal, a person gets this new creative idea in his head, Harei Nirgash Etzloi, Koyach HaMaskel, Shemimeno Bo Askala. There is some sense where the person feels, oh, this came from a certain deeper place in me. There was a certain intuition, there was a certain source in the person's nefesh that has that ability to come up with this idea, to come up with this new creative idea. That's the koyach hamaskel. Even if this koyach hamaskel, the source of a person's seichel, is not something that we relate to and is something that's on the conscious level of a person's understanding, like actual seichel, that we can explain it and feel what exactly it is. You can sense, though, that the seichel that the person has in his head comes from somewhere. This idea came to him from somewhere deeper inside of him. So that there is that sense of that source. V'gam nirgash, another detail as well is, so what you sense is, shakoyach hamaskel hu gam kein eizein yisichli. This potential, this power for seichel, is not just a potential and a power for all of the koyches of the person. And so therefore, it's also the source of seichel. It's not just also the source of the seichel. We're talking over here specifically about the fact that within the nefesh of the person, there's a source for seichel. And therefore, from this source comes dafka seichel and not anything else. That's the concept of seichel. That comes from the koyach hamaskel, the source of seichel. Alter Rebbe, by the way, also explains this in Bekitzer, in Tanya, in Perek Nun Aleph. Alter Rebbe says that when you talk about any koyach that we relate to, whether it's the Alter Rebbe that talks about the koyach ha-re'iyah in the eyes, or any other koyach that a person has, where does the koyach ha-re'iyah in the eyes begin? It doesn't start in the nefesh once it comes into the eyes. You can make a mistake and think that the nefesh itself is this ur pashet, meaning it's a power of life, which has no divisions in it, has no levels in it, has no power of vision in it. When that nefesh is related to the guf, it's blown into the guf and it goes into the eyes and every other organ of the body. So then, because of that particular organ, the nefesh now gets this power of vision. But the source, where does it stem from? Where does the power of vision or any other power of the eivadim of the person come from? It begins from the eiver. It doesn't begin from the nefesh itself. The nefesh itself is poshet. It doesn't have any of these levels. So the Alter Rebbe and Tanya says that it's not so. The koyach ari'iyah and the koyach hashmiyah, the koyach haseichel, all these koyaches exist within the nefesh itself. True, it's not the essence of the nefesh. The essence of the nefesh is beyond that. But nevertheless, a certain aspect of the nefesh, a lower level of the nefesh, are all these koyaches. And therefore, when that aspect of the nefesh, which has in it ri'iyah, shmiyah, when it comes into the specific limb or the specific organ of the person, it will be expressed by the physical vision. But the physical vision doesn't start with the physical koyach of... It starts before, within the nefesh itself. So here the Rebbe is talking about the koyach haseichel. There is the koyach haseichel, once it's developed, once it's conscious, that you feel that it's malubish and you mayach, you can understand, is the actual koyach haseichel. Then there's the source of the koyach haseichel, which is behelim, the koyach hamaskel. The source, the potential for seichel, that's not the actual koyach of seichel itself. But nevertheless, there's a relation between them. The koyach hamaskel and the seichel. The seichel is a certain aspect, a certain development, a revelation of the source of the koyach hamaskel. In the koyach hamaskel, it's much more powerful. It doesn't have a keli. It's not yet actual seichel with a keli. So there's the famous verse that it says in Chassidus, b'negeya to the lashon of saginor. Why is a person which is blind referred to as a saginor? Which literally means that he sees very bright. He sees very, very clear. It's the opposite. He's blind. So Chassidus says it's not just some euphemism or some saying I want to use a positive expression regarding such a person, but it means because within his nefesh there's the source of vision. Elamai, in the nefesh, it's not yet defined and limited and contained in the eyeball and that sees physical vision. So there's the koyach hariyeh, which is behelim. It's much more powerful. And then it gets melubish into the koyach of the riyeh in the eye that it actually sees. And besides the fact that it becomes then a physical vision, the gashmi versus a ruchniyah, but I'm not focusing on that point. I'm just focusing on the fact that there is the source of the koyach hariyeh and there's the actual koyach hariyeh. So over here, the Alter Rebbe is talking about the union of seichel. There's the actual koyach haseichel, where a person thinks with intellect and figures out. That's already a very defined union of seichel, which has its rules of how you can understand something. Then there's a koyach haseichel, the power and the source of intellect within the nefesh. And when a person sometimes is going through this idea, and he's very stuck, and he's working on something very hard to try to figure something out, and all of a sudden, his eyes open up, and the Eibishter allows him to see the pshat, at that moment, there's a certain sense that you feel that this koyach haseichel that you have now, that you see and understand, comes from somewhere in the nefesh. There's a source of seichel. So in this sense here, this is the mashal for this idea that the koyach hamaskel, which is very concealed and very hidden, but to the seichel, it's not yeshmaim. The koyach hamaskel is a potential, it's a source, behelim, for this inyan of seichel. From the koyach hamaskel will come only seichel. It's that aspect of the nefesh which is a source for seichel. It's not a source for anything else. It's not a source for vision. It's not a source for any other koyach. Therefore, it's not yeshmaim. It's Gilya Helim. It's developing and revealing the source that there was in the nefesh itself. So this is the mashal of the person's nefesh to the way it is also in Chochma of Atzilus from its source in the Chochma Stima of Keser. On this level, Atzilus is referred to as Giluya Helim. And sometimes the Takkot says in Chassidus that the Lashon of Atzilus itself means that. The word, the name of the word Atzilus means a vayatzel min haruach, a certain revelation of the source. There's no vatzilus doesn't mean that it's separated. Damas says that it does say in chassidus that pshat also. In the word vatzilus itself, you have both pshatim. There is a pshat in vatzilus. Vatzilus means hafrosha. But the hafrosh over here doesn't mean that it's separated from the source. There's an aspect of the source that's being separated and being developed and being revealed in the world of Atzilus. I think the English word for Atzilus means emanation. I'm not familiar with what that word exactly means, what the context and what the concept of that word means. One of the word Atzilus, the idea of Atzilus, doesn't mean creation. That it's a new existence that's unrelated to what was before. Atzilus means that it's revealing a certain aspect of what was before. That's chachma of even the chachma of Atzilus. However, kol zeh olegabi chachma shebekesa. This is the chachma of Atzilus, comparing it and seeing its relation to its source, where it comes from, chachma of kesa. But regarding the source of keser, not the chachma which is in keser, but keser shebe keser, harei savas hachachma ma keser atzmoi hu bederech yesh ma'ayin. From there it is yesh ma'ayin, like the pasuk the Rebbe quoted before, hachachma me'ayin temotze. And here again the Rebbe gives the dugma for this from the way it is in the nefesh of a person. Why this is yesh ma'ayin? Dugma zebe koiches ha'nefesh. And the way this is also by the person in the Koiches HaNefesh. K'moi sha'chochme nimsheches maharotzen lahaskel. The fact that a person has a new idea in his seichel that stems from where? It comes from the rotzen, the koyach harotzen that there is in the nefesh. The rotzen that he has to want to understand something. What's there's a deeper koyach in the nefesh, which is the motivator, which is the driving force, the energy, the engine behind the what a person does. The koyach harotzen that he has. It says that lo'ilum yilma dadam b'makim sheli b'chafetz. When a person has a certain koyach haratzin, so then his learning, his understanding will be easier and better and geshmaker. Right? Which is a big pella. The koyach haratzin is not a koyach of seichel. It's just the willpower of the person. The willpower is the nefesh before there's any specific levels of any specific koyches. Not seichel, not any other kind of koyach. It's just a rotzen, it's a willpower. It's pashut. It's the nefesh itself that has a desire for something. But the metzius is, when a person has a desire for something, if you really want and have a strong rotzen to understand, it'll help the actual koyach seichel. So we see that seichel is triggered and comes and is caused by the rotzen. But over here, though, it's in a completely different way. Shehu b'derech yesh ma'ayin. The fact that the seichel is affected by or comes from the rotzen for lahaskel, that's yesh ma'ayin. There's nothing in the rotzen that you could point to and say that there's a source or an aspect of actual inyan of any inyan of seichel there. Sharei ba chachme le nirgash klal shaba ma'aratzen. In the chachme itself, when a person understands, if you look at what the nature of the chachme itself is the chachma inyan of rotzen? Chachma is not inyan of rotzen. If a person understands something because avila zei fashtein, that's not chachma. You can't have a premeditated conclusion of why I want to understand this way, so therefore I understand this way. No, chachma is in. You know, chachma. What's the logical conclusion of this? Chachma has nothing to do with ratzin. The gamma ratzin, and same thing also as far as the source is concerned, as far as the ratzin is concerned, ene moke, ve ene shayach klal asechel. The willpower of the nefesh is not something which you can consider a source, and it has no relation b'chlal to the din of seichel. The willpower is the source of all the koyches of the person. The fact that a person has the willpower, which is the nefesh, that's the source for all the koyches that come, so that's the willpower also, which is the source and the motivation for other things that a person then expresses in his koyches. To do chesed, to rule, to govern. It's just the two examples of koyches of the person. The ratzin of the person is not yet that aspect of the nefesh that already has a certain limitation and design to it. Not even behelim. Before the koyach hamaskel is not an inyan of seichel yet either. It's only a potential for seichel. It's a makir. It's a behelim. It's an inyan of seichel. There's no actual real concept of seichel there yet. But nevertheless, it's the helim, the source of where seichel comes from. Ratzin is the pshitus of the nefesh. the nefesh itself, what the person wants. It's not yet related to any specific strain of how it's going to be expressed. It's just the person himself. So therefore, when you make that jump, when the koyach haratzen is a source that from it comes all the other koyaches it's a new thing in the nefesh itself. In the level of ratzen of the nefesh, there's no mitzias of these koyaches at all. It's yeshmaayin. So kamei ken yuvel lamayla. This is the mashal for the level of atzilus that comes from kesah shebekesah shelagabe kesah atzmai. Gabi the Kesa itself, which is where you have the Pshittis of the Eibishter, the Ratzin of the Eibishter, what he wants, totally revealed, not in relation to anything else. Adarav, it's just a full expression of what he wants based on him, not in relation to anything. So, Hine, Chachme, Malchus, or Yatzilus, Vasiye, Chachme or Malchus in the world of Atzilus. Or even Atzilus and Asiye, Heim Ba'ashva, Mamish. Legabi this Koyach of Keser, Legabi the Keser Sheba Keser, which is the Seidel Kalam, Makif, it's Makif, everything Bishave. It's the source for everything. Whether it's Chachme, whether it's Malchus, whether it's Atzilus, whether it's Asiye, in the world of Keser, in the level of Keser, it's all one and the same thing. It's just an expression of what the Eibishter wants. As much as the Eibishter wants a world of Atzilus, the Eibishter wants a world of Asiye. And not because he wants Asiye because of the value of what Asiye is going to give him. There is a certain level in the Ratzin where Asiye has its value of what my love and what world of Asiye consists of. There's the my love what Atzilus consists of. That's a Ratzin which is connected to or based on even something some Asiye. So over here we're talking about pure Ratzin, the pure Ratzin of the Eibishter, which expresses him what he wants, not in relation to anything. So over there Atzilus and Asiye is bashva mamish. It's all one akuda, what the Eibishter wants. The fish ain't a marker klal ishtalshalos. There's no source over there for a concept of ishtalshalos where there's a possibility of one level, another level that atefis makim. Vimkein. So move on. What we understand from all of this is just havas hachachme mea keser ubederech yeshmain. Chachme from keser and from the real level of keser, from the source, from keser shabbat keser, it's yeshmain. The fact that there's an existence of Chachma, which is a level. True, Chachma is a full expression of the Eibishter, Chachma that Atzilus we're talking about here. But nevertheless, with a certain seer, with a certain keli. In Kesa Sheba Kesa, there's no inyan of a keli, it doesn't begin to fall this whole type of mitzias. So this is also an inyan of Yesh Ma'ayin.
He's saying over here that you're saying that Chachma from Kesa is Yesh Ma'ayin.
Chachma from Kesa is Yesh Ma'ayin.
Yeah, okay. So that's Chachma of what? Chachma of Keser?
Chachma of Atzilus. Chachma of Atzilus.
He's saying that Chachma from of Atzilus, from Chachma of Keser, is Ilavol.
Correct.
So that means that the Chachma of Keser from...
Gabi, the Keser Sheba Keser is Yesh Ma'ayin? No, he's not saying that.
I mean, I'm just trying to...
Is there
there is, of course.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that doesn't seem like that's what the Rebbe
is
saying.
I'm just telling
I hear the cheshbon that you're making, but it's not true, though. I don't think that's the case. It says the Rebbe is basing this all on the pasuk that says "Vachachme me'ayin tamatzeh," and Chachme refers to Chachme Shabbat Tzilus. Chachme comes from ayin, which is in keser, but the Chachme stima of keser itself, it's a Chachme stima. It's a Chachme which is very much very very hidden and a potential within the nefesh itself. And you can't say, I don't think you can say, Chachma Stima of Keser is Yesh Ma'ayin Legabe, the Ratzen of the Nefesh. I don't think it's possible to say such a thing. I'm not. Chayda not. Huh?
There's no real
Chachma
in Keser, but.
Chachma Stima. It's a complete different type of Chachma. The Rebbe gave a mashal for it. Kaya Chamasko. Like when a person tries to figure something out and you have the source of where your seichel comes from, it's not actual seichel, but it's a koyach, it's the koyach nelam, the source of seichel. But it's a koyach nelam though. The idea of this level of chachma stima is a level of chachma where there's no actual concrete chachma yet. It's a chachma, it's one of the powers and aspects of the nefesh. The nefesh of a person is has in it the pshitis, where there's no koyaches at all. Then the nefesh of the person is a sholem betachlis. Because of its pshitis, because of its an essence of life, which is pshitis and b'shlemus, so it has in it also the shlemus of koiches. But those shlemus of koiches, though, are not actual concrete koiches where you divide this koiches, this get there and another get there, seichel, middis and everything else. it's a metzias of kaiches where it's very much sensed there that their entire inyan is to be mashlim the nefesh, that the nefesh itself is an essence of life which has that shlemus. It's not that's why it's called stima. Stima means that it's not a koyach. This koyach is a metzias. This koyach has value. No, it's a koyach as part of the shlemus of the nefesh, chelik of the nefesh. So over there on that level, it's very hard to say that it's yesh ma'ayin legabe the nefesh itself, because this is a level where you sense that its whole inyan is to be mashlim the nefesh. But on the other hand, though, I can hear the point. I'm sure this is discussed in Chassidus Beferish. I don't have now the exact marker for this, but I can hear the point that on the other hand, chachme stima is not pshitus anymore. It doesn't have that same level of pshitus like the Kesa Shebekesa. Kesa Shebekesa has absolute pshitus. There isn't even a potential. There isn't even a concept of shleimus that's going to bring about these kaiches. It's just from the pshitus of the nefesh, Kesa Shebekesa to Chochma Shebekesa, there is a big jump. There is a big difference between them and a chanami. Okay, but still, the Rebbe doesn't address it here with Fetish. Okay, so the Rebbe here begins in Aizvav to explain now the chiddush of Yesh Mayin, what we say every day. B'zeh yuvan, Masha Kosov, or Masha Imrim, that we say in the Nusach of Davening. Amachad ish bituvoy b'chol yom tamid, maise bereishis. Av sha'olam kimin hagin noyeg. The world that we're living in goes on every day with its nature, and it seems like it's just flowing along. Nevertheless, kivin shis avas ha'elam isi b'derech b'riya yesh mayin, the creation of the worlds, not only our world but all the worlds, as explained, even in atzilos and then b'riya from atzilos, so not in seder shtalshlus though, but when you go through that jump yesh mayin where it's be'ein areich, so therefore will be inyan yesh mayin when something is created yesh mayin is bar le'el. We explained before shah ayin tzarech tamid lechadesh es hayesh. You constantly are dependent on the ayin to create it. It's constant creation again every single moment. So therefore, it's mechadesh betuvei b'chol yoyim tamid ma'aseh v'reishis. Okay, so the Rebbe goes here very into nuyin a little bit. Metzshem, we'll go over this again tomorrow here. This is the conclusion of the whole inyan of the mechadesh betuvei b'chol yoyim tamid.